Welcome to A Word Fitly Spoken, a podcast about Jesus, His Word, and our joy in following Him. I'm Michelle Leslie.
And I'm Amy Spreeman. You know, a new year brings with it hope for new opportunities, blessings, and changes for the better, but sometimes it can also bring worries. What terrible things might happen to me this year, and what if things don't get better? What if they get worse?
I know I sure have worries like that from time to time, yeah. And I'm sure we all do. Fear and worry, you know, are the result of the fall. And unfortunately, those things, fear and worry, come naturally to us when what should come naturally to us as Christians is trust in God. And God gets that. You know, He knows our weaknesses. He created us. And in my Bible, the phrases fear not and do not be afraid and other similar expressions to that appear over 75 times. And it's usually God saying that to a person who's worried about what might happen next.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, worry has become such a common theme in the human experience that Jesus took time to address it during his Sermon on the Mount. So in Matthew 6:25 through 34, he said, "Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his lifespan? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, 'What shall we eat?' or 'What shall we drink?' or 'What shall we wear?' For the Gentiles seek after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble."
That's such a beautiful, comforting passage. Indeed. So clearly it's not God's will for us to worry, no matter how strangling our fear might feel. God wants us to trust him in everything, from the most dire situation to the most mundane, pedestrian, everyday kind of situation in life. But the question is, how can we do that? So tonight we're going to discuss some biblical and practical ways to stop worrying and start trusting God.
Okay, well, one of the most important things I think we can do is to make sure we're trusting in the actual God of the Bible, Michelle, and not an unbiblical God of our own making. There's a popular false teaching from the Word of Faith or Prosperity, Name It and Claim It gospel camp these days that's it's never God's will for you to be sick or poor or experience tragedy. And if you have just enough faith and decree and declare enough, you can force God to give you whatever outcome you want. But that's not what the Bible teaches, is it?
No, it does not.
Yeah, Jesus's disciples were probably the mightiest men of faith in history, and 11 of the 12 of them were martyred. So was Paul. And David, whom God said was a man after his own heart, suffered tragedy after tragedy. Jesus himself prayed in Gethsemane that God would keep him from having to go to the cross, and God said no. So, like these godly men as Christians, ladies, we don't place our faith in positive outcomes. We place our faith in Christ and his sufficiency for us in all things, regardless of the outcome. So make sure you're trusting in Christ himself, not what you want him to give you.
That's right. Make sure we're doing that. We need to have our faith and our trust in Christ himself, not in the goodies that come with knowing, or the blessings that come with knowing Christ. Well, another way to stop worrying and start trusting God is to get off the guilt train. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes we can fall into Satan's trap of believing that if we're really saved, or if we're really trusting the Lord, or if we really have faith, that we'll never fear anything. And then when those worries creep in, we start feeling guilty on top of the fear that's already there. We kind of feel like, you know, if I'm a Christian, I'm not supposed to have these feelings.
Yeah.
You think about Gideon, think all the way back to the Old Testament about Gideon. Gideon was really scared, and he had a good reason to be, because God had called him to tear down the idols that his people loved, which could cost him his life. But even though Gideon was scared and fumbling, he believed and obeyed the Lord, and the Lord commended him for being a man of great faith. Trusting Christ doesn't mean you'll never be afraid of anything. Trusting Christ means that you keep believing him, keep loyal to him, keep obeying him, even when you are afraid.
Excellent. And, you know, another very practical way to avoid worry is to take reasonable precautions in your life. So trusting God doesn't mean you should be careless. Eat healthy and exercise. Be frugal. You know, Michelle, one of the worries that I've had in the past is finances. That's one of the biggest worries in the world today. So don't get yourself into debt. And if you are in debt, do everything possible to get out from under that burden. Don't buy things you can't afford thinking you are entitled to them. Do you worry about your children? Well, many of us have done that. Let's just watch our children carefully. And if you're a driver, gas up before your car is running on fumes, and you won't have to worry about whether or not you're going to make it to the gas station or be stuck on the side of the road. Be careful, and taking these reasonable precautions can eliminate some of the things that you worry about. God gave us a whole book, the book of Proverbs, and it's about using wisdom, and he gave us brains. So ladies, let's use them.
That's right. Let's engage our brains and honor God by loving him with our minds and thinking things through and taking those precautions, because they really can eliminate a lot of the things you worry about. If you live chaotically and you don't plan ahead, you know, things are going to be chaotic in the offing. So you want to be careful and plan and take as many precautions as you can.
Yeah. My husband always says, failing to plan is planning to fail.
Planning to fail. That's right. Yeah.
I don't know where Lou came up with that quote, but yeah, that's one of his favorites.
Yeah. I think it's a good one. I'm a planner, and, when I fail to plan, I start feeling anxious. I start feeling worried because I don't know what's coming next. And obviously we can't plan things out to the nth degree to where we can predict the future and know for sure that nothing bad is going to happen. And it would be foolish to try to do that, but it really can help eliminate some of those worries that crop up from bad planning. So
yes.
and as we're learning to stop worrying and grow in trusting God, it's so important to remember this: you're not in it by yourself. Yeah. God has promised never to leave you or forsake you. He's promised to give you the strength to deal with anything that you come up against, and he's promised you a way out of temptation. So trust that God is with you and will help you, because you are not alone as you face these worries.
Yeah. You know, I think another thing that can help is to rehearse your trust in God instead of your fears. So, kind of displacing one for the other. A lot of today's therapists will encourage you not to repress your fears, but rather talk about them, write about them, examine them, etc. In other words, rehearse them. But this really only leads to more fear and a habit of worrying. So we don't want that habit, because fear feeds off of itself. But the Bible never says to constantly concentrate on your fears in order to work them out. It says instead, do not fear and trust in the Lord, period. The Bible doesn't teach us to immerse ourselves into thinking about and analyzing our fears continuously. Those worries may start creeping in, but you don't have to set the table and turn down the bed for them. Push them right out of your mind, slam the door behind them, and say, nope, I am not going to worry. I am going to trust the Lord. It can even be helpful to say that out loud or to pray it to the Lord. Yeah, you'll still feel worried at first, of course, but we always go by fake it till you make it. Your feelings will eventually follow the new tracks you're laying down for them.
That's right. You know, it's really interesting that we're talking about this tonight, because I saw an example of this on a TV show that I was watching today, where this girl, she was seeing a therapist for various things. And she went in and saw the therapist, and the therapist asked her how her day had been, and she'd had a really, really good day. And so she started telling the therapist about this, and the therapist then changed the subject and said, "Now let's talk about your fears about this, that, and the other." And she said, and the girl said, "I had a really good day today. Can't I just concentrate on that? You know, can I just have a good day for once?" And the therapist redirected her to rehearse those fears again and again. And I thought, wow, that's just a perfect example of what we're talking about tonight. It's okay to have those good days. It's okay to, you know, to not rehearse your fears, but to rehearse your trust in God instead of your fears. So,
amen.
Then here's something that's really important. Replace those fearful thoughts with biblical thoughts. After you've pushed those fearful thoughts out of your mind, like Amy was talking about, consciously redirect your focus to trusting in the Lord. And a lot of people think, well, I can't control my thoughts. You know, I just think whatever comes into my mind, but that's not actually true. You can control your thoughts. I really like the way that Martin Luther put it a long time ago. He said, "You can't stop a bird from flying over your head, but you can stop him from building a nest in your hair."
I love that.
So I think that's isn't that great? I think that's a great illustration of how you can control your thoughts and redirect them to something godly. So some things you can do: you can spend a few minutes in prayer asking God to help you to trust him. You could put on some biblical worship music that focuses on the goodness of God, and you can sing along with it. Doesn't matter if you can't sing, just sing along with it and make a joyful noise. Here's something that's really helpful. You can be thankful. You can start listing all the ways that God is good and God has blessed you. You can recite and meditate on scripture about trusting God. It's really good to memorize those scriptures about not being fearful and about trusting God. I have a few favorites that I've written down that I want to share with everybody. The first one is, it's really short and really easy to remember. And I kind of like the way that the King James puts this one. It's Psalm 56:3. Mm-hmm. "What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee." I pray that one a lot. Psalm 112:6-7 says, "For the righteous will never be moved. He will be remembered forever. He is not afraid of bad news. His heart is firm, trusting in the Lord." And then 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control." So those are some good scriptures maybe to memorize. And maybe, you know, you have some other scriptures that are your favorites about trusting God and not being afraid. So memorize those scriptures and recite those whenever you're feeling fearful to redirect your thoughts to trusting God.
I love all of those. And, you know, kind of along those same lines, Michelle, a really practical way to divert your mind from worrying: find a distraction, something to get your mind off your worries. So you could watch a good movie, have coffee with a friend. Better yet, one of my favorites is to serve someone who needs your help. Boy, talk about perspective. That just really takes your minds off your own cares and focus on people who really are in need. Share the gospel with someone who's lost. Get your mind off the worries that you have and onto something better.
That's right. A lot of times if we sit around and we, you know, our minds just keep going back and back and back to those worries, it can really help to get a change of scenery or to do something different that really gets your mind off of worrying and onto something else, anything else besides those worries, as long as it's something godly. And along those same lines, you can also do something physical with your body. Go running or do some kind of physical labor around the house, vacuum, you know, something like that. You know, either, you know, when you do those kinds of physical exercises and activities, a lot of times you'll get some endorphins going and you'll start feeling better biologically already. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, you'll get shin splints and a backache, and that'll take your mind off of what you were afraid of in the first place. So it's a win-win situation either
way.
But you can do something physical and exercise or something like that to help out.
Oh, that's awesome. You know, one of the ways that I started getting in the habit of listening to my audio Bible was just those moments at night. I think that's a lot of times when our minds are still going and we're laying there wide awake, and all of a sudden that thought of something that you said, you know, 10 years ago that creeps into your mind, or you're worried about something that's going to happen tomorrow. And I mean, your mind just gets going. One thing I like to do is play that audio Bible, and what a reminder that God's word is so true.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, and finally tonight, we want to repent of worrying and get a fresh start. Sometimes, yes, ladies, you're going to blow it. We all do. You're going to give into fear, and you're going to let it control you instead of trusting God. We've all been there. Maybe you're going to act on your fears and disobey God instead of trusting and obeying him in spite of your fears. And when that happens, don't run away from the Lord. Run to him, repent and be forgiven, and that is what his mercy and grace are all about.
Yes, and he has so much mercy and grace to lavish on us. I'm so thankful for that. For when I sin, whether it's by worrying or whatever, by not trusting God, he's always there, and he's always ready that if we can, like 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us for our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Yes.
I'm so, so thankful for that.
What a comfort.
You know, worries. Yes. Worries are a normal part of life in a fallen world, but in Christ, we're not to be enslaved by them. We have a Savior who is sovereign over all things. He's in control. He does what is best for us. He knows everything that's going to happen. He knows all the outcomes, and he's taking care of us and holding us. And we have to remember to trust him about that. You know, he clothes the grass with lilies. He feeds the wild birds, and he cares so much more for each one of us. And I want to finish out with a passage that I'm sure we're all familiar with. This is Proverbs 3:5-8. It's one of my favorite passages. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes, but fear the Lord. Don't fear those circumstances. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. And I think that's just,
love that.
I mean, that just really speaks to what we're talking about tonight. You get your mind on the Lord and you trust him with everything that you are, all of your heart, and he is going to make straight those paths in front of you. And he's going to carry you. Even if something bad does happen, he's going to carry you through that. And you can trust him to do that for you.
Yes.
So that's going to wrap up this episode of A Word Fitly Spoken. Don't forget to go to awordfitlyspoken.life for the show notes for this episode, to find our social media links, to drop us a message, and to help us defray the costs of podcasting through PayPal or Patreon.
Yeah, thank you for listening. Do not let your hearts be troubled. And until next time, walk worthy.